Ticketmaster's office.
Hi. My name is Jeff Fenton. I am trying to figure out, received an amended order on order protection. It doesn't provide really any information on it as to what substantiates it, what happened, or anything.
What is your case number?
48419, B as in boy.
Jeffrey Ryan Fenton?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You know, we can't interpret the order for you.
No, I'm wondering what triggered this. I have no justification, no complaint, I've received no copy of a application for an extension under any means. I have no incident. I have nothing.
Okay, let's see what we got. There was a hearing held on 9/24, and...
with who?
Let me see what kind of hearing it was. Okay, it was an amended order of protection to extend for 5 years it's to be extended for 5 years is what it looks like.
Okay, who is the hearing with? I never received any notification about this. Who was at this hearing?
It was scheduled for Fawn Tiffany Fenton on 9/24 in Judge Binkley's court.
Okay, so was she represented by counsel? She was there by herself? I'm trying to, was there some kind of complaint or evidence, or I'm trying to figure out what substantiates.
Let me just read what's in the computer. It says on August the 7th, there was a motion to modify and extend the order of protection filed, and from that they set a hearing on 9/24. So you should have been notified on that motion.
No, I never received anything. So the motion was filed when again?
August 7th.
And was that by Virginia Story or directly by Ms. Fenton?
Let me see if she has an attorney. It was filed. You know, I can't tell. It just says, you know, from the computer, it says she was the party that filed it. But, you know, that, you know, it either has, whether it was for your party or her party. You know, I can't tell who the attorney was without actually pulling the file and looking.
Okay. I'd like to get a copy of the whole file as far as whatever happened, as far as I've got no information here whatsoever. All I received is I'd like to get emailed a copy of the amended order also, because I can hardly even read this photocopy.
The amended order, is it dated 9/24?
Yes. I can very vaguely read that.
Oh, it's scanned into the system. I can email that to you.
And
just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, what is your email address?
Jeff.Fenton, F-E-N-T-O-N, @live.com.
L-I-V-E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm just going to put in the subject amended order.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
It's still, I got a couple of questions. So the motion for that, can I get a copy of the motion for that? Because I don't have...
That is not scanned, so we'd have to physically pull the file and send it and scan it.
Okay.
It takes several days.
It takes several days to just to pull the file and... Okay, well, I need to...
We've got requests from people wanting copies, and we're telling them it could take up to 2 weeks to get to it.
Wow. Okay. Can I please put a request in then for that? Because in any supporting documentation they have regarding both the complaint, the motion, any substantiation provided. I have no information on any of this.
All it says was on 8-7, it's a motion filed. On 8-7, a motion to modify or extend the order of protection.
But don't you...
You've been notified on that.
Right, and I wasn't. So don't you have, in a motion, don't you usually have to put what justifies it or why you're asking for it? I mean...
No, I can't see that motion. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I need to get a copy of that. And just for my records, what's your name, just for my notes here?
My name is Shirley.
Shirley. All right. Thank you, Shirley. And
Are you going to pick this motion up?
No, I need that emailed to me, please. I'm in Michigan.
Okay.
And that's another question I have, because I'm not a resident of Tennessee anymore. I don't understand how they can have jurisdiction over me, or think they do. I've not been a resident.
I'm not an attorney. I can't answer that. Do you have an attorney?
No, ma'am. I'm pro se, and I can't afford an attorney, and... Yeah, I've been a resident of Michigan for over a year.
Okay, well, I emailed you a copy of the amended order, and then as soon as I get time, I will pull the file and I will email you a copy of that motion.
Okay, and is there any other information that it looks like surrounding that, as far as a complaint or anything else?
No. I don't see anything.
Okay. I have now the I've got a couple other things that I never received that I'm messed up with here, but the I've been trying to get a copy of the HUD 1 settlement statement from the closing of the sale of our home per the court orders. And I have not been able to get the auctioneer or the title company to give me a copy of that, as well as the fully executed listing agreement from 8/29/2019. It was during that hearing that I was ordered to sign that. And I need to get a copy of that. I don't know if you already have either of those already scanned.
A copy of the HUD statement? I don't think we would have that.
You don't have a copy of the settlement statements from when the forced sale of a home? That's the final judicial settlement statement, or not judicial, but the legal settlement statement of the sale of the property and where the funds got dispersed to.
I don't see it listed here in the rule document unless it was filed as an exhibit. But.
Do you show any tracking of property per the court order? They were supposed to track. All the proceeds were, of all of the transactions were supposed to go into the clerk, count the escrow fund for the clerk of the court, and to be dispersed after that. Do you show any documentation on anything that was sold in the property? Because about $10,000 worth of my personal property disappeared between the time I was ordered to leave the home without my personal property. I was ordered to leave it behind, and they said they weren't going to touch anything. And the time that I returned to pick it up, about $10,000 worth of my stuff was gone. Do you have any records about the disbursement sale?
Nothing that we are holding any money here.
Right. Now, I would assume it wouldn't be there now. It's a year later. But I mean, do you show that you all ever took in any money on my behalf?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not showing that we took in any or paid out any money.
And there, you have no list of property sold or anything of that nature regarding the divorce or the forced sale of the home or the personal property or anything else?
I can't tell from the rules office if there's anything that mentions a HUD statement or a list of property. send you the rule docket, and you can take a look at it.
The rule, I've seen that. I couldn't find, I've seen that. I filed a copy of the transcript recently, and can you tell me what happened to that? Did that get added on to the docket or get forwarded or vetted and forwarded to the state court?
The state court or to the county court here?
Well, it's in the state court of appeals right now, but I faxed you guys a copy, or a faxed you guys the transcripts for the hearing on 8/29 of 2019, and to be attached is TE2 technical. What is that? Transcripts of evidence number 2, because right now the record only showed transcript of evidence 1, and they failed to indicate the transcript of evidence 2, so I had resent that to you all again, and paid the fax fee and all of that.
With appeals, so it's a question regarding anything on appeals, you would have to speak with Ms. Beeler.
Oh, is Ms. Weems no longer handling that?
No, she's not. She's no longer here.
Oh, okay. The question I have is, and well, I'd like to get a copy of it too, is the facts that I sent you guys that, how that is.
Just a moment, please.
Sure.
Mr. Fenton?
Yes.
Hold on. I'm going to transfer you back to Ms. Beeler. She is the clerk and master.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. This is Elaine Beeler.
Hi, ma'am. This is Jeff Fenton. How are you doing today?
Okay. I understand that you need some copies of things in your file.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You need to make a written request for that, of what exactly that you want, then we will do our best to do that within 2 weeks, which is under the Open Records Act, and it's 50 cents a page. So but you need to make a written request.
Okay. So this is even for documentation that I never received or notifications that I never received?
If you want a copy out of my file, that's what it is. Now, whether you received it or not already, I can't tell you that, but that's what we can we can give you copies. They're public records, and we certainly will do that.
Okay. And do you? I need to provide this via email, by regular mail? How do you need to receive this written request?
You're not in local, are you?
No, ma'am.
Yeah. You can just send it by mail. That'll be fine.
Okay. And
we will send you a copy of the order. You should have gotten a copy of the order. Did you get a copy of the order?
I got a copy of an amended order, but it has, I never received a motion or any substantiation.
Okay, but you do have a copy of the order, because we did send that, so that's good. I'm glad you got a copy of that.
But aren't I supposed to also receive?
I don't send anything. I can only give you what's a public record. So if you'll send me that request, I'll send you everything that you asked for.
No, I understand, ma'am. I'm just saying
I don't know about the process and the procedure. I can't speak to the legal procedure. So.
No, I'm not asking about the legal procedures. I'm asking
about
the
motion. Well, you're asking if you're not supposed to receive something, and I'm not required to send you anything but a copy of that order, which we did, and we'll give you a copy of anything else you need.
Okay. And so how do I, when I mail you the request, the written request for this documentation, how do I handle payment, since I don't know how many pages it's going to be?
Don't worry about it. If you'll give me an email address, we'll email you the pages back, or we can mail them to you, either one. Don't worry about the payment. We'll send an invoice. I'm not too worried about the payment, Mr. Fenton.
Okay. And is it okay if I email the request to you all instead of snail mailing it, just for the ability to...
You have someone's email address here, don't you?
Yeah, I've got Miss Russell just emailed me the one document right now. So
just email it to Shirley. I'll tell her that you're going to email it to her, and we'll print it out and we'll get it done as soon as we can.
Okay, so just put a list on there of the documents that I'm missing, and okay. All right. And do you know, as far as the transcript of evidence that I filed on, what became of that, as far as I filed it on the 10th, September 10th, fax filed it and paid the fax filing fee on that of $36.
If you fax filed it, it's in the file.
So did it get vetted, and is it listed as a transcript of evidence now?
I can tell you that if it was, I don't know what it is. It was whatever you filed, it's what it is.
Okay. So since my case is in the Court of Appeals, what I'm wondering is, did that get forwarded then? Or does anything that happens after you originally shipped off the record follow it to the Court of Appeals?
I'm not sure, and I'm not in the position. I'm in the end of closing out our monthly books, so I can't look in the computer. But when you email Shirley, I'll have your email address, and I'll certainly be glad to report to you the status of your appeals.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate your help. You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.